A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 29th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's one-year tenure at the helm of the African Union and also the problems in his ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's tenure at the helm of the African Union as the chairperson and its impact, if any, on his domestic policies.
Mr. Mugabe is currently in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, attending the African Union Summit, which will also bring an end to his one-year tenure at the helm of the AU.
Mr. Mugabe's elevation to the AU chair last year sent his spin doctors into overdrive with what some allege to be over-the-top declarations of the event as a diplomatic coup for Africa's elder statesmen and an endorsement of his capabilities as leader. But did he succeed, or his focus on foreign policy ended up affecting the country's domestic policy?
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so kunjalo vhoita.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa zviri kuitika ku African Union uko mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vari kusiya matom sachigaro wesangano reAfrican Union, asi nekune rimwe divi mubato ravo ibata murefu bata mupfupi, vamwe vari kuti pada vaMugabe vainyanyo tarisa zvikuru kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nedzimwe nyika, asi imo mumba mavo nzara yapfunya chisero. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri vatereri kuti munoona sei, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjaloke Blessing. Umongameli Robert Mugabe sikhuluma manje use Addis Ababa kuna ngaleke Ethiopia labasemhlanganeni khona we-African Union Summit. Emhlanganeni lo ulapho ke okuzadingwa khona inkokhelo entsha yeSADC, njengoba uMugabe esebeka phansi amatomu. Yes, kambe uwenzeni uPresident Mugabe ukuthi angathi wavulela abantu beZimbabwe amathamsanqa kumbe ngazange ayenze lutho? Ake likhulume Zulu siza ukuthi kambe nalithini. Ye, nxa livula ungena kuhlelo kula manje nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Khulumani sizwe Zulu kandaba. Ye, asitsho mfowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, and it's international relations expert, Mr. Clifford Mashiri, based in the UK. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, colleagues at Studio 7.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Mashiri, so what do you think about Mr. Mugabe's tenure, one-year tenure as AU chairman?
Well, it's regrettable that he was ever given this, opportunity to drive the African Union many, many miles backwards, because the African Union had done quite a lot before Mr. Mugabe was given this rotational chairmanship. It had achieved a lot, including in improving relations with Western countries, in getting a lot of support for the African Union, forces, we are doing peacekeeping work and so on. but because of Mr. Mugabe's poor rapport with the West, you know, things didn't, you know, augur well. That's the most disappointing part. And to the claims that he is going to be given a second opportunity to be another, or rather to stay on as the chairperson, it goes against the principle of rotational chairpersonship. So if he was appointed in a rotational capacity, there's no way he can continue because it's someone's turn now.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mashiri, some might argue that the sole reason that Mr. Mugabe got that position is because, you know, Africa wants to stand as an independent continent. And as a result, it was not going to listen to whatever the West was saying about Mr. Mugabe. They elected him because he's an African statesman who represent the continent's aspirations.
Well, I wouldn't say that he was appointed because he represents Africa's aspirations. Essentially, it's rotational. They can pick on any leader who happens to be a leader of an African country, of the 54 African countries there. Anyone can be picked as long as his tenure is due, regardless also of his popularity or lack of popularity in Africa. So it's not that he was chosen on specific or special criteria that we want someone who is very popular here in Africa and who is exceptional and so on. Not at all. It was just his turn. Just like we move from A to B and C, you cannot skip C and going to D. If it's C's turn, it has come. That's how it was. It's not how special C is.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri. Please do stay on the line. Not a popularity contest. That's the word from our guest, Mr. Mashiri, in London. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's one-year tenure at the helm of the African Union. Do you think Mr. Mugabe succeeded in bringing the continent together? Of course, there were many problems that he faced in his capacity as the chairperson. There was the problem of Ebola. There is the crisis in Burundi. And interestingly, the Burundian president, Pierre Nkurunziza, actually sent an envoy to Harare 2 days before the African Union, begging Mr. Mugabe to try and assist them, because the AU and the UN are saying they should send peacekeepers to Burundi, something that Nkurunziza is saying should not happen. So let's look at the problems the continent is facing and see, and look at Mr. Mugabe's scorecard. Gibbs.
We've got several messages, you know, placing on Facebook, and one of them is from Blessing, who says, Nkurunziza is refusing to leave office. Al-Shabaab bombed Garissa University. Hunger and starvation is gripping Zimbabwe. And there are so many of these issues gripping the continent. So President Robert Mugabe had no clue whatsoever on what to do at the AU. Then we've got Kingston, who says, this man was not fit to be part of the AU. He is only fit to be part of his family only. And then we've got Atmo Mlilo, who writes, I was going to comment if the president was handing over power today. Let him hand over power today, because I think at the AU, they no longer like him at all. Then I've got Liberty, who says the president failed to do something about anything at the AU. And then Costa writes, let it be. Let the president hand over the reins to another leader. And then we've got another message from Tinashe, who says, I don't believe Mr. Mugabe can change anything in the AU because he's struggling to do a lot for his people back home. Now, back to you, Mr. Mashiri. If you look at issues to do with, you know, politics and armed conflict in Africa, we see that, you know, it's difficult for an AU chairperson to actually deal with those issues. So now, how do people expect Mr. Mugabe to have tackled some of these issues, yet he didn't have any power, you know, to do it? Look at the AU kind of, you know, military power. It's very low and nothing can happen. So your comment on that?
Yes, that's quite right. Nothing can happen. In any case, the African Union chairpersons or the African Union itself is looked after financially by foreign organizations or at least by foreign governments. China and obviously the United States also fund the African Union. So in a way, they are dependent on these foreign organizations or foreign powers in order to survive as an organization. The African Union does not have enough of its own, except the soldiers contributed by member states and so on, whose soldiers they are not able to look after when they have deployed them, if they have the vehicles and the various other things for support. Then coming to the weaknesses of Mr. Mugabe to lead and help this organization as far as the forces are concerned, it's very difficult because Mr. Mugabe has his own idea of having an African defense force of some kind. He wanted that to be established. But again, it comes back to resources. There are no resources. All the peacekeeping forces that are there right now, they are supported or funded by the United Nations as well as by the other big powers. So the African Union is unable to implement its ideas, particularly in the area of defense, because it's reliant on other outside powers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri. Please do stay on the line. And I think we are being joined, Gibbs, by our second guest, independent political commentator, Mr. Bekezela Maduma. Mr. Maduma, good evening.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Of course, we'll ask you the same question that we asked Mr. Mashiri earlier on. What is your take on Mr. Mugabe's tenure at the helm of the African Union?
I think he has summarized well, and the response from other African states, you know, analysts from other African states explain the situation. He hasn't been the best AU chairperson throughout the year that he was in charge. If you go through the whole of Africa, there's been a lot of turmoils here and there that has not been attended to. The South Sudan issues, the Rwandan issues, all left unattended. They just got asking questions, where is the AU? Where is the AU when all this is happening? And the other effect was his personal relations with the European countries and American states. That on its own created a situation where the African countries were not directly benefiting from all these people because they were not in good books with the AU chairperson. So his tenure wasn't really the best that Africa could have got at this time when things were not going well for Africa. It is a surprise that we hear rumors here and there that there is people that are calling for him to have a second term. Looking at it closely, I don't seem to find anything that can justify why he should have a second term when the thing is rotational and what's so special that he is that could warrant him a second term. You would expect someone to look at it and say, this is exactly what he did. Africa moved from here to there. Therefore, because of this, he deserves another term, maybe to finish off for something that he had already started. But that doesn't look like there is anything really writing home about that he did throughout the term as a UCF person.
Of course, we should also clarify that yesterday, the African Union Commission Deputy Chairperson Erastus Mwencha told Studio 7 in an exclusive interview that the talk that Mr. Mugabe was gunning for a second term, or there were some who were saying he should go for it, is false information. And he said, I quote, "That's not true. That is false information. I'm hearing it for the first time." So I think it's clear.
Very important. Why would he did it? Where was it coming from? You know, people just get excited over nothing.
Mm-hmm. I think it came from my good friend, Honorable Kindness Paradza, as ANPF MP. Maybe, probably for propaganda reasons. But
yeah.
Like you and Mr. Mashiri clearly said it's a rotational position, so there's no need for one to stay there forever. Let's go to Nelson. Mkoma Nelson, Muteri Radio Kutangwa Argu Chivu. Makadi Mkoma Nelson.
Tripo Makadi Nuozenyo.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Mkoma Nelson, nastuku taura neza vamugabe murungati vakabata zvakanaka here basa kuAU uko uye zvavakaita kuAU vamwari kuti vanenge vaisiya imba ichibvira mungatendera nazvo here
icho ndochokwadi chizere nekuti munhu akangobuda mumba make akasiya zvinhu zvakaminama zvakaita mayamamire nerongo saka kuti agozondoti kwaari kuenda mberi uko agozondowana chimwe chinhu chaanokwanisa kuita kuti chibudirire hapana asi kutoti munhu akatoenda kunodzosera nyika kumashure chake chaanokwanisa kuita chete ndechekungotuka vari kunana UK nana Britain so forth but reason yake yanotukira hapana nokuti anochemera kuti ndawana masanctions api vandaenda ukoko but moreover child vanhu ivavo then oezoenda pa UN hapana chaanokwanisa kuita nokuti pa EU pacho akavhiringidza zvinhu zvizhinji mune dzimwe nyika dzese pane urongwa hwakanga huripo hwakaitwa neakasiyapo zvanga zvitori bheta dzani zvaari kuiti zvakasiya aita izvizvi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nelson nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanaka
of course you heard from Nelson that Mr. Mugabe might be pursuing his foreign policy agenda, but the country is suffering domestically. So he says that is a bit problematic.
We'll get back to Mr. Mashiri later on. Let's take on, one of our callers, and that is Umnumzana Andrew Zaba, kunangaleke South Africa. Baba Zaba, ungawuchona njani?
Ngiyachona dopes linjandani baba.
I'm Philip Zaba. Kunjani lapho khona kona?
Hayi lapha hayi bekunetha man 2 days ago hayi bekunetha mpela bekukahle
uboneke kuhle kakhulu kuzwa lokho ke ungathini lapha ngodaba lolu lokuthi umongameli Mugabe uselo mnyaka ku-AU ngakho kumele abeke amatomu phela nge-weekend lay so kambe ungathini
hayi kuyezwakala mpela dubs lokho kuyinto enhle uba ngabe uba upresident ubesenza kahle kodwa uba kade engayenzi kahle angiboni ukuthi angabuyela futhi esikhundleni uma kufanele ngoba emambheka kahle kahle omunye lomunye akungeke kwenze ukuthi i-fire engine isuke kusitsha indlu ye-fire engine iyecitsha omunye umlilo omakhelwane yonitshiya kuyokusitsha ngibona engani akwenzakali lokho akenze kanje aphume aqakezele abanye labo abanye labo bagide sibone dubs
ehe esikwaziyo lapha-ke mnumzana Zaba ukuthi isikhundla lesiyana uyangena-ke uphume ngaqeda umnyaka owodwa so ukuthi abuyele vela kukho so ke wena ubona azani kodwa akwenzele kwini akwenzele wena njengozaba ungathi umongameli kwenzele kwini
mina vele kangenzekanga lutho that's why ngihleli emazweni kathesi kuvuka into eziningi siminyile laba abantu abasigcinile sibaminyile kufanele ukuthi ngabe lathi siminyana sodwa likhangela sibathathele imisebenzi abarongo laba abantu kuxokozela ba-right because bathathele imisebenzi ngenxa yakhe akenzanga lutho ubaba upresident akenzanga lutho sure hhayi njengoba nje kunjalo kuhle kaphume sibili akaqakeze laye abanye bagide
ubona ngani wakumele ekwenzeleni njengomnumzana uzaba sibini uthi nga wangenzela lokhu phela sizwe baba
ukumele khangela for example ma ebalela ukuthi ungu-chairperson we-African Union iBurundi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuze kufike lamhla ilanga lalamhla wenzeni naso kwi-example enhle wenzeni akenzanga luthi ubaba upresident uyabona ngube ngabe wenze kuhle ubaba upresident ngabe simtshayela ihlombe as long as senza kuhle siyamthanda kodwa uma engayenzi kahle kuba nzima ukuthi sithi sina simqakezela gide baphume laya bamqakezela abanye ngiyabonga dubs
awuboni-ke zaba mbongele kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa ubuye phela ngomvulo
yebo dubs yabe ngikhona
ye kholisa impela viki phela nxa usutshaya isikopho segusha laphana ungikhumbule unjiyelilihlo Ya unchelele.
Ubona ngabe kukudala lisanika ama radio lami kade ngifuna dubs kade ngapha ama radio.
Ngizabuza u blessing lapha ngendaba leyo. Eh ngizothi
ngikhamba njalo. Alright, okay dubs.
Ubona ula i radio sikhona. Yeah, otherwise I siyabo kukhuluma nomzana zabo. Eh so he was asking about the radio, you know. He says I need the radio and I lied publicly that you got one. So, but I'll call him and say, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
He has been asking for a radio for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah. I've got one at home. I think I have to send it to him.
I did.
Yes. So, all what he is saying is that, you know, if the president left the AU with his head high, he could have achieved something, but he hasn't achieved nothing at all, you know. So, he says, at the end of the day, Burundi is in a crisis. And what did he do there? He says nothing. So he's not happy, really. Yeah.
Of course, let's just remind our listeners that the position that we are talking about, the chairperson of the African Union, is rotational and it's largely ceremonial. And the inaugural chairperson of the African Union is the former South African president, Thabo Mbeki. He became the first chair in 2002. And some of the roles of the chairperson include, I think, representing the continental body at meetings such as the G8 and also the G20, but the operational word being ceremonial, and it rotates among Africa is actually divided into five regions. So those five regions rotate, and the length is only 1 year. So he cannot serve for two terms. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, let's go to Tenzi. Mkoma Tenzi, Magadi.
Kiripo Magadi, Zeni.
Aiwa, Tiripo, Zeni. Mkoma Tenzi, murukuona sei mabati wakaiti kwa basa na vamu gabe ku AU.
It was when Buffalo said, no, I still remember in 1971, Idi Amin, who was just a fool, was also a chairman of the Organization of African Unity. As when Buffalo said, that will bring any progress to Africa as well. To our president, I can concentrate on the community. For example, now we are tired of getting mail from Zambia. Yes, you know, I mean, Naburi and everything. They've been doling out my assets in a government, my partisan, and three party members. President, I found a follow-up with our owners that is much under, so that we don't keep on Chipema, for example, when it's just company. You know, that's what you...
Asika hongu matambudziko ari moka munyika mukoma atenze asika azvinga mise kamutungamiri wenyika kuti apota achidyidza nawo ka nevamwe
anodyidzana nevamwe kana kwake kuri right haungadyidzani nevamwe vanhu vasina masalaries vasina takati hatina kana currency muno muZimbabwe AU yacho inobva nekuti we have no sovereign currency muno and I think it's because we are the only country with no sovereign currency. What does he make means like, what does it mean? You, I know what I say. Can I find back when you can do it? Going on holiday. Can I need to make a dream of our house? Maybe it's like a clean. Here, we clean. What comes first?
I want to note that as Gurum Koma, we will be in the
Yeah,
I want to note that school.
Thank you
so much. Gibbs, you heard it loud and clear from Tenzi. He's saying focus must be on the domestic crisis. He's saying civil servants have not been paid their bonuses, for example. There is a food crisis, actually, according to the World Food Program. About 1.5 million Zimbabweans are food insecure. They actually need food assistance, and they're saying Zimbabwe is focusing on importing maize from Zambia. Nothing is happening on the farms. That is saying they must keep Mr. Mugabe busy at home.
Mr. Mashiri, I think that's a big challenge from Mr. Tenzi. What's your reaction to that?
Yes. Well, Mr. Mugabe is supposed to concentrate on the home front. The situation in Zimbabwe is very dire and disappointing. Disappointing in the sense that Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Africa, and now it's a basket case. It's now relying on begging or whatever we may call it. It's relying on donor food and so on. So that is not very good, or it doesn't augur well for an African Union chairperson, whereby he goes out there saying that he is, doing everything in the interest of Africa, when for his own people, his own population, he's not doing so well.
you know, globe-trotting has been his main achievement or what he has benefited from. And those who are in, those who are talking about him being given a second opportunity for a second term, obviously they will be eyeing that, you know, those plane rides of traveling with the president, you know, they would know that from the 54 countries in Africa, they will be assured of maybe a dozen or so visits where they will be coming after shopping, you know, with a lot of goodies which they don't pay taxes for. This is the reason behind all this praise of saying Mr. Mugabe is going to be the second or be given a second chance in the African Union. When the people at home have no salaries, no bonuses, and they are being given, you know, a very, very hard time by a person they are said to have elected as their president.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri. Of course, it reminds me of that story, Gibbs, that, you know, they were asking presidents, you know, where do you want to be buried if you die?
Mm-hmm.
The American president said Arlington Cemetery in Virginia. And one African president said, I want to be buried in Jerusalem. And they said, why would you want to be buried in Jerusalem?
Mm-hmm.
He said, so that I will resurrect after 3 days and go back to State House.
Power corrupts, man. And corrupts absolutely. Yeah.
Tinewe utereri mkoma George kuposikwana. Magadi mkoma George.
Magadi.
I want to rip up mkoma George. Kurise kuposikwana.
One Gabi Batavasa, Aguna Shakuno, one of the Pembeza, because Muru was Muruko Tagana, one Pachin, one Beta was a card. I thought one to go out to Ruta, the Utanganika, Gana would be Uguda, my legacy, Zaganaga. It's like an African Union. I know I know you are so real of general people. It's just a cluster. You want to have a look at what you want to. One one must simba but one of Mari Bakuniga Zao, Ukasa kuna attend or Jama or Zakanaka, you see. So as soon as you put him Ganya to Jidom Gaboga Gona Jagat, Aparataka Gona, Angandaka Gona Chimelet.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, African Union is funded outside. I don't know what I got. No, let's fund the African Union is being funded out. Who are the ones who are going to get a fund? They cannot even subscribe to African Union. But I'm not going to know every day.
Mm-hmm.
That is even funded by from outside. So it's rhetoric. It's just a ceremonial thing.
Mm-hmm.
We must just say, Udi, when I'm Gabi, they will get allowance whether from African Union and from Zimbabwe. When I know Ramu Arimo, I don't go down, you go stuck on 500 US.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yanagaine allowance. So, person can do any story.
Mm-hmm.
For the common person, it means nothing. Mm-hmm. And the Susu Ajo Matoga, the Susu Ajo Fanda, the Ajo Jesu. As in return, we don't get anything, and they are not elected.
I want to not end up, Mkoma George. Mkoma George. Tinoti enda skuru Mkoma George. Mkoma George, kana utinambaye muri paru, nare tichazoka kwa muri. Tingoti to our radio listeners, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kim Stube saying stay tuned.